Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking with Gene Kidu with the Federal Communications Commission, and kind of a big deal coming up with the television frequencies. Just tell us what's going on.
Yeah, Chris, important changes are happening to television stations across the country, including in the New Orleans area. What we're doing is we're rearranging television frequencies to make room for new wireless services. American consumers demand more and more high-speed, high-capacity wireless services for their many mobile devices. So we are trying to make the broadcast TV spectrum more efficient, and that means that local TV stations across the country are moving frequencies. They're not changing their channels, but their frequencies in the airwaves are changing.
So it's easier to make the TV stations move than just assign these frequencies to the mobile providers?
Well, you can't assign a frequency to a mobile provider that's in use, obviously, because they would interfere with each other. So we have to kind of rearrange things to clear space in order to make room for wireless services.
Okay, I get that. So what happens when this changeover occurs?
Well, all that happens is that the TV station changes its antenna and transmitter to a new frequency. The channels that they're using that are appearing on TVs are not changing. And a TV viewer who uses an antenna, meaning a rooftop or indoor antenna, so this doesn't affect cable and satellite subscribers, but if you use an antenna, your TV needs to be retrained, if you will, to find the TV channel on its new frequency in the airways. It's essentially the same thing that viewers had to do when they set up their TVs with an antenna in the first place. They had to scan and find all the local channels, and this simply has to retrain the TV to do that and find them in their new home.
And even though the frequencies for these TV stations are changing, when I rescan my TV, it will know to assign this new frequency to the channel number it used to go to.
Right. So if you're used to seeing channel 32, just by way of an example, it'll still be channel 32. It just means that the TV has to find channel 32 at a new place.
Will all this be happening at the same time, or are we going to have to rescan our TVs a few times as we go through this process?
Well, we're doing it in phases nationwide. I think most of the New Orleans stations are actually transitioning in our current phase. A couple of them, I think, have already completed the process. Others are completing it this week. And some will still probably be doing some work on their towers even after this week. So it may be that viewers need to rescan a couple of times. A good rule of thumb is if a viewer is using an antenna and a channel that they're used to seeing with their antenna goes missing, they should try rescanning. And chances are this is what's happening and they'll find that channel again.
So, for example, say this Sunday when the NFL playoffs are on, when one game ends and we cord cutters switch to the other game, we might find that station gone. Just rescan your TV, be patient, it'll be there.
Yeah, and I would suggest you probably look at the channel before the game starts so that you're not trying to do that once the game is in action.
Good advice, definitely. All right, thank you very much, Gene. Anything else about this frequency changeover that I didn't ask you about?
Well, we do have some resources available for viewers who want to know a little bit more about what's happening and how to rescan their TVs. That's at www.fcc.gov/TV rescan. And we also have a dedicated call center where folks are available to help in English and Spanish 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. So if a viewer is watching on the weekend with their football game or in the evening in prime time and needs some help rescanning, resources are available at 1-888-CALL-FCC, which is 1-888-225-5322.
Okay, thanks again, Gene. And we shouldn't expect any issues with, say, signal strength when this happens. All our TV stations ought to still be coming in loud and clear, I would hope.
Yes, once the process is complete and the station's all up on its new antenna, they should be serving the same viewership that they served before. Now, during the transition, there may be some times when they're working on an interim antenna, and the coverage may shrink just a little bit during those times because they have to do tower work and they can't be climbing up on the towers and changing antennas in real time. But those will be temporary, and it should be something that gets resolved very quickly.
That's Gene Kidu with the FCC. So if your favorite TV station disappears, don't panic. Just go back through the setup procedure and rescan your TV and should be back after that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.